website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to 93.5
The Town. This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
The death toll in the Morocco earthquake is well over 2,000. The number of injured about the same. The 6.8 magnitude quake was the strongest to hit Morocco in more than a century. Rescue workers are scrambling to find survivors. More from the BBC's Nick Beek.
The emergency services are finding it difficult to reach these areas as roads have been blocked by landslides. The armed forces have been mobilized to help. Morocco bears the scars of previous earthquakes. In 1960, more than 12,000 people were killed in Agadir, and the town had to be rebuilt. This quake is stronger than that one and is thought to be the country's worst in modern times.
The G20 summit in India wraps up in a few hours with the war in Ukraine top of mind. CBS's Willie James Inman is in New Delhi.
G20 leaders have agreed on a joint statement that will in part touch on the war in Ukraine. During a virtual briefing with reporters, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said the communique would feature, quote, a set of consequential paragraphs on the war in Ukraine, something the U.S. delegation seemed satisfied with. President Biden takes on his last day in G20 events on Sunday. From there, he will travel to Hanoi, Vietnam, where he is expected to meet with the country's leaders and further deepen the relationship between the U.S. and Vietnam. Willie James Inman, CBS News, New Delhi.
Coco Gauff is the first American teen to win the women's championship at the U.S. Open since Serena Williams in 1999. It's the first Grand Slam title for the 19-year-old, who answered doubters with the win and these words on ESPN.
A month ago, I won a 500 title and people said I would stop at that. 2 weeks ago, I won a 1,000 title and people were saying that was the biggest it was going to get. So 3 weeks later, I'm here with this trophy right now.
Hurricane Lee is still powerful, but it's likely to stay what forecasters sometimes call a fish storm, staying out to sea. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
It has weakened back down to a category 3. That's because wind shear, or wind moving at different directions at different heights of the hurricane, pulled it apart. It has weakened it. Unfortunately, though, the storm is likely to strengthen again. It's probably going to get back to a category 4. But the good news, it's going to really just struggle to make it towards such a longitude that it could even possibly hit the United States.
And no doubt you know the phrase, don't get mad, get even. New London, Connecticut hasn't forgotten that Benedict Arnold led the Redcoats in burning down the city more than 200 years ago. Tonight, residents led a march and torched an Arnold likeness in effigy, part of its Burning of Benedict Arnold Festival. This is CBS News.
When you think of hiring, think of Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Last Crack. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Diamonds I find. stopping yet. Everything explodes in my head. Decide which joy.
Thank you. Backseat Radio on Civic Media with Essential Last Crack. Two songs from the Mighty Last Crack. That was Love, Craig. Energy Mine before that. Tell me what your Essential Last Crack is. Send me an email, maxincradio@gmail.com, or hit the webpage, maxincradio.com, and tell me what your Essential Last Crack song or double dip might be. If I play it, I'll get you a t-shirt or something like that. Essential Last Crack. Every Saturday and Sunday here on Max Inc. Radio and Civic Media. How you doing? I'm Jimmy K. We got Nick from Sabotage. He's going to join us after 11:30 tonight. Great band and super cool story. Looking forward to having a conversation with Nick after 11:30 tonight. Plus, we got the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Showcase. That's happening Sunday, September 24th at the High Noon Saloon with the Skin Tones, the Drunk Drivers, and Fiberweed. You get your tickets right now at high-noon.com. Sponsored by Herbal Aspect, Cannabis Elevated. Get your buds right now at herbalaspect.com. Let's do the Skin Tones on Max Inc. Hubby.
More sex, more drugs, more guns, more thugs. Broth, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
It's like life calls and you're out, but you hope someone's there to take care of. You feel life your day off. You're not to blame, no matter what you do or say. That's in your way, that falls away. It leaves you standing so cold. And I'll say that good intentions are sure as path to hell. If I will dignify, then I will die on the table around. And I can't connect. There's no one home here. I'll testify. Can't win the prize. That long has died. Here come the bleeding heart. Sigh. Won't see me shine. Give me this fight. But I don't give a damn. And I'll wave to you as I'm marching on. On my way to hell.
Level Down and Apathy, Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music. Love that new album from Level Down. I wish they would do some more shows. They need to play out more. They don't play very often. I know they're busy. They got a family. They got the band and everything, but play some more shows, please. Thank you. Fiberweed before that with Lid. Skin Tone started that set off. Cannot wait for the matinee concert series happening at the High Noon Saloon Sunday, September 24th. Skin Tones, Fiberweed, and the Drunk Drivers. The Drunk Drivers are coming to Madison for us, folks. Very excited about that. Get your tickets right now at high-noon.com. All right, we've got Nick standing by for us. We're going to get him on the phone. He's from Sabotage. Have a chat with him, see what's going on. Let's do the Brash Menagerie right now. Is Clown Suit. I thought we were unplugged from politics on Max and Kevin.
How many times will you try to steal an election? Undermine the moral standards of a nation. Pander to hate in a bright orange clown suit. Idiocracy rooted in senseless brutes.
It's local music from Wisconsin. It's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer, making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group and move to Madison.com.
It's a Max Inc. Concert Showcase. Hey all, Jimmy K here. Join me as I broadcast live from the Dark Star Art Bar in Madison, Saturday, September 16th, 6 to 9 p.m. Then at 9, we rock with Sky Urchin, The Vipers, and the debut of Peacemaker. Sponsored by Herbal Aspect, Cannabis Elevated at HerbalAspect.com. The Max Inc. Concert Showcase, Saturday, September 16th at the Dark Star Art Bar. Presented by Mad Radio 92.7 FM and Max Inc. Radio and Civic Media. We are local music.
pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Albaugh Show, weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Albaugh Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Let's meet at the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, handcrafted in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. Enjoy lunch or dinner on the patio with live music and good times. The Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, 132 Market Street, and online at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
After You're Gone, that is brand new Sabotage on Max and Kevy. We are local music. Hope you get to hit the podcast page at civicmedia.us. Just click on the Max Inc. radio page. Max Inc. Heavy, the regular Max Inc., live in the Devil's Lair. All the interviews busted out for you right now on the Max Inc. radio page at civicmedia.us. On the phone with us is Nick from Sabotage. Nick, good evening. Welcome to Max Inc. radio.
Good evening to you, Jimmy. Nice to be on your show.
Nice to have you on the show. Let's kind of start by the history of Sabotage. I guess talk about how it started a long time ago in Bulgaria.
Yes. So, yeah, me and my brother, back in high school, we formed this band. And actually, the founding members of the band were our cousins. And we wrote most of our songs back then between, let's see, it was probably 1996 and the time we graduated in 1998.
And this was in Bulgaria, correct?
This was in Bulgaria, yes.
Okay. And then when did you all come to Madison or Wisconsin?
So I immigrated here like 17 years ago, and we decided to pick up the band once the kids, you know, we had our families and everything. My brother also immigrated here, so we're both around. He lives in Middleton, and we picked up the band once the kids were a little older, and it's been going now for the last 5 years.
That's a great story. As far as songwriting, do you take a lot of content with your story about immigrating to the United States, or perhaps memories of back home, back in Bulgaria?
So the songs that we put on the album, and I'm sure we're going to talk about that, are mostly written back in the day when we first started the band. So whatever influences we had back then, in my lyrics personally, I talk about relationships, love, and the social aspect of our life. So yeah, this is basically our main topics. And not to run ahead of you, but the idea for this album was to pay attention more to what's going on in our world these days. You see the war in Europe, in Ukraine. Actually, the cover is a picture that a friend of mine took from Ukraine. So, see the world. This is what's going on. Just take a look at around you and pay attention. This is what we want to carry on as a message to everybody.
The new album is called See the World. And I was going to ask you about the artwork, actually. So let's talk about that. That's a photo from the war zone in Ukraine.
Yep. That's an actual picture a friend of mine took over there, yes.
That's it has to be hard for you personally and your brother too to know about this war, and you probably know about a lot of the tragedies that come out of the war more so than the average, you know, guy like me.
Yep, it's a terrible, terrible situation. Just unbelievable that people these days are just like they always have been, unfortunately. But the war in Ukraine has touched me personally. My family partially is from Ukraine. My wife's from Ukraine, so it rings a really, you know, a really sensitive note in me.
I'm sure.
But as far as the artwork, yeah, like I told you, it was a friend of mine who sent me that picture, and I thought that it really would be nice to incorporate this in the album and the song that See the World is, if I can say so.
I'm holding my beer up for you right now, hoping for an end to this craziness that is happening in your homeland in Ukraine.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Hoping for the best there. I'm sure all our listeners are too.
Yep, exactly.
Where did you all record the album at?
So we recorded part of the album in a studio in Portage. It's called Set in Stone Studios.
Okay.
We started there. We recorded the drums, the vocals, and the bass. And our guitar player recorded his guitars at his home. Our drummer, Dan, he has a degree in sound engineering, and he mixed everything up after we were all done.
What was your most challenging day in the studio?
You know, I had to go record the vocals for four songs back in December. and none of the band members came. I was just by myself and the sound engineer there, and it was difficult for me. You know, I wanted to hear some feedback, and I didn't really have that, and this was probably the most difficult thing that I had to face personally. And then I had to re-record some songs with the band present because they didn't really like what I did by myself.
Well, they should have showed up to coach you in the first place, you know.
Yeah,
that's great. I mean, that I've, you know, going into a studio, and when you're used to singing with your band behind you, then, you know, singing to a track, that has to be a little different. As far as this album itself, what's the story that the album as a whole tells? See the World.
Well, besides the word that we talked about, you know, another, it's basically what influences as the music, you know, what kind of message the music brings in us. Like Fear, for example, is a song about the fear that we let grow inside of us, inside our minds and our souls, and it controls everything that we do. And just kind of hoping to carry a message of hope and of like hope that people would let go of this fear and just be free and you know, believe in their dreams. It's something that I personally believe in.
It's a great message go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, thank you. Sorry to interrupt you. Yes. Also, some of the songs were written by my brother, and like I said, we re-recorded them now and made them public.
Well, the songs sound great. Let's talk about the band itself. You all have just gone through kind of a lineup change. Talk about, or tell us who's in the band right now.
Okay, so right now we have Tristan on solo guitar. He's been with us since 2018, I believe, and he's a very talented young fellow. We're very happy to have him. Dan joined the band last year. He's the drummer, and he has contributed tremendously in popularizing the band. He created our website and keeps bringing more and more to the table to get us out there. So my brother, Svetlin, he's the bass player. He, as I said, was the founding member of Sabotage, and unfortunately has decided to quit the band after our last gig coming up this weekend.
Oh, no.
Yes, and I'm Nick. I'm on vocals, yeah.
And so you're going to be looking for a new member to join the band sometime soon.
My brother gave me notice. He said that he was not happy with the direction of the band. He was not happy with what we want to continue doing and focusing on, and he decided to quit, which I have respect for, and I wish him all the best and success in his future endeavors. But having this notice, we have already found a bass player, and we are continuing with the band as it is.
Perfect.
Our new bass player is Brian. He joined basically like 3 weeks ago, and we are already rehearsing with him, and we have a gig coming up with him October 21st in Brooklyn.
Nice. And that's the Mad Farm Moto in Brooklyn. Is that the is that at Main Street Music?
I have never been there. We just got invited and we said, sure, why not? I have no idea what the venue is like.
Nice. And you know, we're recording this interview on a Wednesday, airing on Saturday, and Saturday you're actually playing 301. So as this interview is playing, you're probably rocking Studio 301 in Portage right now.
Probably just about done. We are supposed to go on stage at 8:30. I know that these shows usually are delayed a little bit, but yeah, basically at that time.
The punk rock start. Hey, Nick, Nick from Sabotage is on the phone with us. I really appreciate your time tonight. If people wanted to get more information, wanted to connect with you, and more importantly, get a copy of the new album, See the World, how do we do that?
We have a website. It's sabotage.band. It's a pretty easy name to remember. People can listen to our music on all platforms. It's available everywhere. We will have CDs at our concerts. So this is something up for grabs for people who are into this type of career. And yeah, that's about it, I think.
Absolutely. Nick, it's been a pleasure. I look forward to meeting you in person sometime soon. Thanks for coming on Max and Kevy with us tonight. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much for having me, Jimmy. It's been a pleasure and looking forward to more. Thank you so much.
See the world. It's Sabotage on Max and Kevy, Civic Media. We are local music. That's Sabotage on Max and Kevy, Civic Media. We are local music. Thanks to Nick for calling in tonight, telling us his story, the story of Sabotage. It's definitely an inspiring one for sure. Make sure you get the music, Sabotage, in your ears at all the streaming networks. Download the music as well and buy some merch from the band too. They like that. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K. I'm out of here. Thanks for listening tonight. Really appreciate your ears. Coming up next week, I will be live at the Dark Star Art Bar. I hope you get to join me. I'll be broadcasting live there 6 to 9 p.m., getting geared up for the big show there that night, the Max Inc. Concert Showcase with Sky Urchin, the Vipers, and the debut of Peacemaker. It's going to be a great night. Once again, I'll be broadcasting live 6 to 9 p.m. Hope to see you there.
presented by Herbal Aspect, our friends over there, Cannabis Elevated. You can shop them online right now at herbalaspect.com. Rocker and Terry Barr will be in studio. They'll have a bunch of guests. I know Katner Hurricane's on the show next week. I think Pancreatic Steel is playing live at the Devil's Lair, so that's going to be pretty cool. These guys were playing Riff Raff Fest tonight. I'm sure they rocked the house out up in Wausau. Thank you to Brittany for doing the live remote thing, too. Here's some Cold Black River to take you out of heavy. It's Maxi and Kevy on Civic Media. We are local music.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio, the Rousers. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.